Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, December 19th, 2017, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein is excused. Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Mel Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff Robert Smith, city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Alberto Chavez, police chief, George Castillo, interim fire chief, Aldo Orduño, city attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. For a moment of silence, I'd like us to take a moment and remember our past councilwoman, Shirley Doughty, who left this earth last Thursday. And if you join me in just a minute of silence. Thank you. Would you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thanks to people for being here. This is that time of the year where it's hard to get people in an audience, and sometimes even in council. So thank you for being here, and we'll see what we can do about getting you out of here. So I would like to take just 1 minute and very honestly wish everybody a really tremendous upcoming year. We're looking forward as a council and with our professional city manager and our terrific staff. We're looking at doing many wonderful things in 2018. Mm-hmm. So we hope that you help us accomplish those things. And thank you in advance for your assistance. I'm going to go to call to the public. And we have one person signed up, and that would be Ms. Betty Lindstrom. Ms. Lindstrom? Welcome.
Betty Lindstrom. I am just here to make a comment on the work session that I just witnessed. And I don't know David Russell personally. I just met him. He sat down next to me. One issue caught my attention, and that was the accurate reporting of historical events in Bisbee. And I know that people do want to know the history. We do have a mining museum for that. It's great. The tours, in my opinion, are also entertainment. I've been on a number of tours myself, as has Doug Dunn, and you don't want to just have a scripted monologue in front of you. You do have to embellish a little. I'm not saying the tour guides have to get out and tell total lies, but if they're talking about ghosts, there's a fine line there. I mean, where's the fact and where's, you know, the entertainment value? Some of us might believe in ghosts. Others think it's total hogwash, but it makes an entertaining tour. And hopefully he will stick to the facts, but I hope when the city considers their guidelines, they will take this into consideration that it is surely entertainment and historical facts are important, but there's an entertainment value that we should also be aware of. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We will move on to accounts payable.
I move that we accept accounts payable in the amount of $328,153.15.
I second that.
Thank you. Do we have any questions of the council? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously 6-0. We'll move on to the consent agenda. I am going to pull one item for the consent agenda, and that is item J? Yes, item J. I've had several council people ask to have that pulled for further discussion, and after receiving a couple phone calls, I'll pull it for further discussion also. So we'll go up to consent agenda, items A through I, as follows. A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the mayor and council held on October 3rd, 2017 at 7 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the work session of mayor and council held on October 16th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. C, approval of the minutes of the regular session of mayor and council held on October 17th, 2017 at 7 p.m. D, approval of the minutes of the special session of mayor and council held on October 18th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. E, approval of the minutes of the special session of mayor and council held on October 30th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. F, approval of the resignation of Kelly Galligan from the Bisbee Arts Commission. G, approval of the resignation of Keith Dennis from the Planning and Zoning Commission. H, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Vista Park to include a soft street closure from Tenor Avenue to Cole Avenue for the Bisbee Walk Run, Run Walk, for the Cure to be held on Saturday, February 10th, 2018, from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon, set up to take place on Friday, February 9th, 2018, from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Gore Park, Howell Avenue, Shearer Subway, Main Street, and Grassy Park for return of the Turkey Vultures Parade to be held on Saturday, March 10th, 2018, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Council, any discussion?
I move that we approve items A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I of the consent agenda.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes unanimously. Item number J, approval of a park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Subway Street for the merchants' events to be held every third weekend for a period of 1 year from 12 p.m. noon on Fridays until Sunday at 6 p.m. This item has come before us in a different form, and I pulled it from the agenda previously due to a couple of the businesses having a few issues with the closure every weekend. I attended a meeting of a number of merchants that would be affected by this, and as a result of that meeting, an agreement came to be that this would be 1 weekend a month on a trial period, that we'd look at it for a year period, and that it would be from 12 noon on Friday until Sunday at 6 p.m. We, in doing this, will be making some special allowances to a couple of the businesses that are there that need Subway Street for deliveries as well as restocking and a few things. And so this has now come back before us. I received a phone call this afternoon that one merchant who happens to be on the email list, apparently, but indicated they didn't know anything about this. I discussed it with that merchant, and they are at this point okay with the compromise that had come up of 1 week into month as a trial basis. So I'm going to open this up to the council, as well as we have two people here that are here to speak. In fact, we may even have more if they wish. But I will indicate that my personal belief in talking to everybody involved is that that everybody wants to work together on this, and it was very important to me as the mayor that we weren't pitting one group of merchants against another group, or one group feeling that they were being taken advantage of over another. I don't think that we have that at this point. I am in favor of this as I will vote, but I do want it understood that this does indicate a year's period, but if some, in my view, if some unforeseen problem comes up, that this will be revisited before that year is up. So I just, that's my personal take on it. So with that, we have a couple people for questions, like I said, if the council has any, but we'll start with Ms. Hansen, since I never looked that way.
Thank you.
Surely.
I just, the only question that I had, it said for merchant events, and I just wanted people to understand that this is something that was coordinated with everybody, and it sounds like a couple of people may have been left off, but they do know what is going on. But this is something that, to provide a little bit more camaraderie for the merchants on Subway, and also to get people to be going down Subway more in order and to bring them into the merchants that are there, as well as the ones that are on Main Street. So I just wanted the public to know that that this was something I think is a very good thing, but a little bit more of an explanation as to what they're trying to accomplish. And if there's somebody that can speak more to what kind of events, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, when we, if I might, when we first had this before us, there were no events listed, and I had indicated that I felt that we really needed to, and the merchants had indicated they wanted events, but they had failed to put those down. And so what, in that meeting, what, and I'll be happy to let anybody talk that wants, but what they had talked about specifically was perhaps bringing a band in. If you're going to close the street, I'll put some pop-ups there, display some of the merchandise that are in their own stores, bring it out onto tables and a venue that allows pedestrians to use Subway. We want to be able to make people understand that Subway is another street besides Main Street. We have new vital, you know, revitalization in Subway. We have a building that has been sold. We have now a coffee shop going in. We have three businesses. Sam Poe is moving to Subway. I mean, we've got some real great things that are happening on Subway, and so this is a way of drawing people and getting them interested and realizing that.
And that's basically what I wanted the public to know and the people that are listening, that this is a really good thing.
Ms. Van Gorp, thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you. I'm Allison Van Gorp. I am a co-owner of the Allen Block Building, which is on Subway and Shear. And really, where this all started, we envisioned it from Judy Perry's original street parties, where she would have street dances, and they really were community events. So it's not just about the merchants, it's about the community. And that's really what we envision. And I think we would, as a group, accept ideas from the community for like public art or other things that would showcase not just the merchants, but our community.
Wonderful. While Ms. Van Gorp's up there, does anybody else have any questions of her? I guess not.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
I just want to say thank you for bringing that part up, too, because yeah. You're right, it is more community.
Well, and if I can just say one last thing,
yes.
I really value and appreciate the support that we've received from the city on this, and it's been a wonderful, Dwayne is a liaison, he's been helpful. It's been a wonderful two-way exchange, and we really appreciate how well that's gone. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keith, did you have anything to add, or? Oh, okay. All right.
My name's Keith Kiefer. I'm the owner.
You need to hold up and need to speak into that because
so that
these cameras
recording.
Are recording.
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
My name is Keith Kiefer. I'm the owner of Lunatic Fringe Lutheran. It's the crazy guitar shop on Shear. I'm in the Allen block. I build the crazy instruments that some of you may have seen around town. And, you know, I moved to Bisbee 2 years ago to open up this business, and it's a mildly successful business, and the one thing that I probably lack is foot traffic. I get a little bit, but so, you know, anything that we could do to attract more people to our neighborhood would be good for business in our neighborhood, and it'd be good for Bisbee. You know, and I'm a musician, so I'm really hoping to see music and street dances on Subway. I think that would be something that would be really attractive, not just to the locals, but also to tourists. And, you know, the events would be something that would be fun and probably attractive to the town.
Excellent.
So, any questions? Thank you.
Well done, sir. Thank you. Council?
I would just like to say that I agree this will enhance the uses of the new businesses that are opening on Subway and bring more activities for the community. It's exciting to see what's happening there. So I certainly am in favor of it.
Thank you. With that, do we have a motion?
I actually have comments also.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
It sounds like a wonderful idea. But as I was reading it, you know, it's a three-day period, so it's 3 days a month for a year. That seems like a long stretch of time to approve something. Again, this is the first I've heard about it. There doesn't seem to be much thought put into this yet.
I'm sorry.
I haven't heard of this yet. I wasn't aware of this yet. And it's for 3 days a month. For a year. Are we closing streets off and all that?
This street is being closed off from noon on Friday until 6 p.m. on Sunday.
That just seems like a long time to close a street off. And maybe like a trial weekend first, and then see how it goes, and then bring it back after the first, you know, the initial three-day trial. But to vote on it for a year to me seems, I mean, again, I'm thinking it sounds wonderful, but to say we're doing this for one full year, we're closing the street for 3 days a month, seems, you know, hopeful.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say? No. Mr. Higgins?
Go ahead, Doug.
Mayor Pro Tem?
It's important that we not do this for just one week, that we certainly need to indicate to merchants that we, the city, is behind Subway and encouraging the group to give serious thought to what might be possible from their perspective as well as from the city's perspective. And we need to indicate that we're in the game. And if, as the mayor has indicated, if something comes up that we hadn't anticipated, then certainly I'm a pragmatic person. We'll go back and we'll reassess this decision. But I think at this point we need to move forward and really work together.
We seem to go all in a lot and then look back later and say, didn't work out too well.
Ms. Jennings?
Side Pony Weekend, there was a little preview of what can happen in that area, and I thought it was quite wonderful. There was a band playing at Poco, and the street was just crowded with people. The sidewalks were all full. The businesses were given a little preview of what they were going to do. And I'm very excited about this. I really think that it's well worth trying. It's a great idea, and I really commend the people, the businesses that are putting this together. I don't know if there's anybody else that has any. Well, if there's nobody else that has anything to say, then I move that we approve the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of Subway Street for merchant events to be held every third weekend for a period of 1 year, from 12 noon Fridays until Sundays at 6 p.m.
I second that.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Excuse me. Ms. Coronado, would you call the roll on this?
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
I'm voting nay because I think the time frame is not correct, but I do support it for the weekend.
Mayor Smith?
I vote aye, again reiterate that should unforeseen situations arise, that this would be revisited. And I want to thank the Subway Underground, I think you're calling themselves. So I want to thank you for the initiative of attempting to bring more business to Bisbee. Thank you. We're here to serve you and to make your businesses stronger. So thanks. The motion passes 5-1.
Surprise. Thought there was no clapping.
Pardon me?
Thought there was no clapping from earlier.
New business. Discussion of possible approval of amendment number 1 to the agreement between the City of Bisbee and the Friends of the Bisbee Animal Shelter, a nonprofit corporation for the operation of the animal shelter in Bisbee. This is basically a routine situation. The money has been allocated and is in the budget for this. The prior city manager wanted this to only go 6 months. And so this comes mid-year in the budget year. So I'm bringing up the fact that the money has already been allocated. I'll let you know that in 2017, so far in 2017, the Bisbee Animal Shelter has brought in and has actually put out for adoption 337 animals. That's a huge, huge amount. They've had a 60% increase over last year. Each one of those animals is going out. The important thing is that they're spay and neutered. I'm sorry, they're spay or neutered. And that they are vaccinated, which is really huge. And there's lots of good things that are happening with the animal shelter and Friends of the Bisbee Animal Shelter. You may be aware they have a store now on Main, a thrift store that they're making money on, that down the road will help defray costs of spay and neutering and things like this. So this is a good thing for the city. The city's proven, like every city that I'm aware of that has an animal shelter, that they don't do it well. And so we have a group that we're contracting with that is doing it well. And so the idea is that this gets extended for the until the end of this year, this budget year, and that we then look at putting money into this next budget for the following year. And hopefully it would be on, assuming everything's being equal, on an actual 12-month schedule instead of visiting each 6 months. Questions, Council?
Mayor, you already made comment that Shelter is operating a store on Main Street, and it's a very nice store. It's certainly a very attraction to our visitors as well as to myself personally. I've been in there and patronized there, and it certainly is busy already. And so this also is an example of what we can do to expand our revenue. Creative way in terms of Friends of, in essence, Friends of Animal Shelter, how we can increase revenue for this function and other city functions. So it's an excellent example.
I would make a motion.
Please.
I move to approve amendment number one to the agreement between the City of Bisbee and the Friends of Bisbee Animal Shelter for the operation of the animal shelter in Bisbee.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. And Ms. Coronado, would you call the roll?
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. The next item is discussion of possible approval of an engagement letter with Stifel to examine the city's debt structure. This is an item that had been brought up by our city manager. And what this letter is, as you can see, is that we would enter into an agreement with Stifel that he would come here, that he would go through our with meetings with the city manager and our finance director and department heads to find out what our needs are in restructuring. And then he would go out and attempt to secure those funds. And he gets paid. Number one, it doesn't cost us money. The initial evaluation and so forth costs us no money. He gets paid on the back end, and he gets paid via the lender. It gets wrapped into the money that's borrowed. This is a two-step process. We are not approving tonight the fact that we are having Stifel here and that we will accept what he says. We are approving that at no cost to us, we will have a professional come in and do the examination of what they believe we need for potential restructuring of debt, which then is like refinancing a house, of course. And so that is what we're asking for permission. I'm asking for permission to sign the engagement letter under those circumstances. Questions?
Mayor, certainly every year in budget, citizens come to me saying, why aren't we doing this? And I brought this up likewise in prior years, and I'm pleased we're moving forward, at least investigate whether this has potential for us.
Okay. Anybody else? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the engagement letter with Stifel to examine the city's debt structure.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously, 6-0. City Manager's Report, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm going to take part of my time to answer a question that Council asked us to prepare information for. I'm going to try and drive the presentation from over here if that's acceptable to Council.
Good luck.
We had a member of the public come in and ask, why were we spending money on office supplies out of town? And I asked finance to put together a detail of the money that we had spent on office supplies, and then went through speaking with staff about our strategy for buying office supplies. And so I wanted to present you with a little bit of information. So Bill, you kind of alluded to the word cloud thing earlier this evening. This is a word cloud of this document. And so the things that show up the most in this report is supplies, pricing, time, vendor, procurement, documentation, and purchasing. So just really quickly, there are some things that are important to the city in terms of what we buy. First and foremost is our procurement code. Our procurement code here at the city is stricter than the state's procurement code. It is stricter than the county's procurement code, and it is stricter than the federal procurement code. So it presents to us a significant administrative burden in terms of going through and proving that we're buying the right things at the right prices and we have all the documentation. Fast pricing and comparison shopping is important to us because the procurement process takes us time to get through. And we need to be buying material, but we don't necessarily want to buy a truckload of it at a time. If you buy a whole bunch of paper at a time, who knows, you might have a fire. Things happen. Stock does shrink. So it's better for you as an organization to buy what you need and use it as you go, particularly with financial issues in terms of cash flow. Accurate selection kind of goes with fast pricing and comparison. We found the accurate selection of the materials that we need is most facilitated by the internet, if we can shop on the internet. We need the vendor to have adequate stock. If we do need 50 of something, we need to know that they have it and that they can get it to us quickly. We need to know that in some circumstances we can get it the next day. A lot of the things that we order are just in time. Having the ability to receive it quickly and put it to work keeps us from having to stack it on our shelves in a closet somewhere. Free shipping and delivery. Not having to pay to have it brought to us and having it brought to the places that we need it. Everything that we buy doesn't get dropped off here. We have delivery over at the police department and over at Public Works. At the wastewater treatment, but we receive deliveries at different physical locations. And then easy returns and immediate credit for returns. If we find that we got something that we ordered the wrong thing with the vendors that we have right now, we can drop that in a box. They don't charge us to receive it back. And right after we drop it in the box, we tell them, we swear we're sending it back and we order what we need and we get credit for that. And then electronic documentation is probably one of the most important things. Being able to make the order electronically, being able to receive the information from the vendor electronically, having the proof of delivery electronically, having the invoice electronically, all of that helps us facilitate the procurement process, which is somewhat burdensome, and with a kind of a shortened head count, it's important for us to find an easier path to purchasing. So I've kind of run through these things, documents in the purchase and receiving process, competitive costs, detailed invoicing, documentation for our returns and credits, and a lot of the purchasing we do is through state-approved contracts that have already been vetted, or co-ops. And so if somebody's a member of a co-op or they've already been approved by the state, we don't have to go through any of that proof to prove that it's a low price. And so fast pricing and acquisition, those are the two major issues for us. So when we looked at our numbers, it looks like about 36-37% of what we spend on office supplies is done here locally, with 60-some-odd percent happening outside of town. Now, this was an odd month. We did have the fire, and I would say, you know, normal operations are a little different. We did receive some donated materials from the school system and some other folks. I think WIST, they're out of town. They sent us care packages right when we moved in and then a big truckload of stuff. But if you look, I've kind of highlighted there what the major vendors are, and you can see that we do spend some money in town. So with that, if there are any questions that you guys have, I'd be happy to answer them. I've included in the report the detailed purchasing report that drove this. The date range for these purchases, though, is larger than what I've shown on the screen. I've only shown you on the screen from October 1 to date. So I didn't show everything back to 2015. There were numbers in here from 2015 that weren't germane, so I didn't put them on the screen. Any questions?
I have a statement. And first of all, thank you. I'm sorry that person's not here to hear the report. And you and I had talked, and it was your idea, which I felt was a great idea, that when we receive certain questions that require research, that a figure be put down as to what that costs the city for that research. And in this case, this report cost the city $483.69. So I just wanted to indicate that when we're talking about transparency and so forth, can't get much more than answering the questions and telling people how much it costs in order to do that. So thank you.
If it's possible, I'd like to cede the rest of my time to Albert. I'm going to start bringing department heads to the reporting slot that I have on your schedule, just to give you an opportunity to hear what's going on in the individual departments a little bit and to have a little question and answer with the department head if you like.
Thank you, sir. Chief?
Thanks, sir. Mayor, Council. Just some highlights of what's been going on lately. We've been meeting, been talking, myself, the fire department, members of the sheriff's department, and some local Chiricahua Health Clinic, Simpatico. We've all been coming together meeting over the last couple of months to talk about the drug problems that we're dealing with now and the recovery programs that are out there for some of that. Some that are police-driven recovery programs, or at least the police are a big part of those recovery programs. And so through that, I was actually given the opportunity to go to Boston last week and attend a summit with PARI. PARI is the Police Assisted Recovery Initiative. It's a group started back east. Their mission is basically to bring everybody together and help foster drug addiction, or foster the recovery of drug addiction. And so there's a lot of programs on the East Coast, especially, is where this mostly started, where police departments are opening their doors and publicly advertising for somebody who needs help, for somebody who is addicted and wants to get help. They can come to the police, and we will get them help. Not to put them in jail, but to help assist them in finding the recovery that they need. And so those are some of the things that we're talking about. Douglas Police Department, Chief Fulin, has been coming to those meetings up here with us, along with our county attorney. Their office has been represented at our meetings, and we've had some really good discussions. This summit allowed me to go back and hear what has been successful for some of these other agencies, some of the outreach programs that they're doing, and this is something that's going on across the country. The way they refer to it is smart policing. Instead of putting the person who was overprescribed medication and became addicted, the law-abiding citizen who followed the rules and became addicted, instead of putting that person in jail and criminalizing them, helping them get recovery and focusing on enforcement with the person supplying those illegal drugs. So it's a little bit different way of thinking for law enforcement as a whole, but I definitely think it's we're starting to move towards the right direction. So that's a really good thing. And Chiricahua helped get us the donation to cover the cost of that trip, and the airfare, the room, and it was really good. There was 27 states represented there. I was the only guy from Arizona. And there wasn't very many of us from this part of our nation, but the movement's definitely coming this way, and I'm glad to see that we're more on the front of it than on the backside of it. So,
could I interject real quick?
Yes, sir.
You were right. Just so that the public understands, a member of Chiricahua was able to get a donation from Freeport MacMoran for your trip.
Yes, thank you. That's important. A member of Chiricahua Clinic went to Freeport and got the funding for me to attend that training. Yes, not Chiricahua themselves. So they didn't pay for anything. But that's been taking up a lot of time at the police department. We're also working forward with our audit of our evidence. Pima County Sheriff's Office has sent some people down to us, and they're helping us get through this. They've had 3 site visits with us now, and they did a spot audit. I don't remember the exact date, last month, and we're still waiting on the final word from that, their list of recommendations. They have offered to come down and do the audit, which they estimate to take some time, a full audit. They did a spot audit for us. They were willing to come down for us to pay their overtime rate while they're on vacation to come down and work for us for a few weeks. My suggestion was we take the report, the recommendations that they give us, and we implement those, and we invite them to come back again next year and check up on us to make sure that we have met some of those or most of those recommendations that they've given us. And we've already moved forward with some of those recommendations. Just after the first meeting, they identified some things that are best practices, some things that we weren't aware of. We were able to make some immediate corrections. Some take a little bit more time, but we've already talked with Ms. Coronado. She's already working on getting some cameras ordered, and we'll get some more security cameras in key locations at a couple different places that we have to keep an eye on, and we'll have that squared away before too long. But some of those little things that are, again, industry standards, best practices for the evidence world, they're bringing those to us, and they've been very helpful for that. So moving forward with that, as well as myself and Sergeant Long recently went and met with the county's fleet manager and discussed some possibilities of using some of their used equipment, used police cars, purchasing, leasing, several different directions that were, but at least we're having that conversation. And maybe even possibly helping or letting them, using them to get a lower price if we were to go to buy a new car. They have much better buying power than we have. They can negotiate a better deal than we could for the price of one, and they're willing to help us with that as well. So we've had 3 meetings down there with them last week, over the last 2 weeks, I guess, and we're continuing to move forward with that as well.
Wonderful. And the good news is, instead of 12-hour shifts.
Oh, yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, the police department did schedule, we went to 8-hour shifts. It's important to note we still have 2 guys in the police academy. So we're still operating, although we're at 13 right now, we're still only operating with 11. Which makes it a challenge when we have vacation come up. So there's still, every once in a while, somebody has to cover a shift. There might be a 12-hour shift in there, but all in all, our schedule is an 8-hour schedule. So that's a good thing.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep. Any other questions?
Thank you. Good report. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for your hard work, Chief. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of adjournment signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. We stand adjourned.
He's back.